6031. Julia Lariva. Hello. Great. Okay. Why don't you give us a very brief description of what you're doing, and then we'll go through broad comments.
Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to me today. I am the homeowner at 427 Pacific. I'm here for that sketch plat review. I have a home in Varelas. I am on a half lot. I'm a back house. The house is built in 1905, as was the adjacent street. It's city property, and that city property has been vacated in the back portion, the back north portion. Therefore, that means it's the only ingress and egress and right-of-way to get into my home. I would like to purchase this property from the city. It runs alongside my home. It's section V788. And the reason why I'd like to buy it is that I've become landlocked. My house has become surrounded by other homes, and the street there, the vacated lot from the city, basically has become, over the last few years, like this place for abandoned vehicles, high traffic, vehicular, pedestrian, and I'm the only person that basically needs this for a right-of-way. My front door is 6 feet away from this vacated alley. Like I said, I'm landlocked, and this would really relieve the clear access problem that it has become an increasing problem for me. Also, my gas, water, and sewer are the only utilities that run through this city parcel, and I would need permanent access for that. I've maintained the city property, as has my family, for decades. We cannot remember the city maintaining this property as long as we can remember. Basically decades. It needs maintenance, gravel, weeds, and brush clearance that we've done. And so that's what I'm looking at. And the city has provided some assistance, but it hasn't been a permanent, fix. Okay. So I'll take questions.
Okay, thank you. We'll go through board comments.
Thank you.
Our water authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I think our key questions related to, it sounds like, what is your actual home, is how are you getting utility services? If this becomes a vacated alley, we do need easement over it for any lot that is gaining service through that is not the same lot. So if this lot is incorporated into your home and your services are running through it, we do not need an easement. If it's incorporated into another lot and your services are running through it, you would need an easement across that lot to serve it. So I think when we're looking at this process from the Water Authority's perspective, we are checking that. So we want to make sure that the service locations for your home and any other home in the area are identified. If it's before the water meter, it's going to be public. It needs a public easement. If it's after the water meter, it's private. And if it's going across someone else's property, it needs to be a private easement. That is the main thing we're looking at with this. Some of your neighbors to the southeast, it's not clear that they have separate services for separate parcels. That's a requirement of the Water Authority. If they are somehow included in this action as part of a plat, we would be checking that, and they would have to have separate accounts for each separate parcel. If they're not included in the platting action, that doesn't apply to you. So you wouldn't have to worry about that. But that's what we'd be looking at in terms of this action. We have no objections overall from the Water Authority's perspective, whether this is public or private, as long as we get the required easements. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Julia Lariva. Yes, thank you for looking into that. I just happen to know that mine are the only lines that run through that property. The back behind me on Santa Fe, theirs comes directly through their property. The property in front of me at 425, their utilities goes right in front of their home, as does 431. So I'm the only one that has the three, but I do welcome your investigation. Thank you.
Code enforcement, please.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. So in this particular instance, your property is located in an area of consistency. And once again, I got to work through getting lot size ranges to ensure that the proposed newly created lot by acquiring this vacated alley fits within the contextual lot size standards. I also would need to have an I'd have to double check to see. I don't know if you provided in your submittal the size of the alley and the size of your current lot, just to know what the combined lot would be, and then can look through the, like I said, the lot size ranges for the properties that would fit to ensure that you're staying within the contextual lot size standards. I will work to make sure that I get those numbers and calculations and can work with you offline so that we can make sure you have good information.
Thank you. This is Julia again. Thank you for that. Yes, I did provide the lot size there on one of on my exhibits for the alley. I believe it's about 0.08 acres I wrote in the documents. And I don't know if I've been, that I clarified that what my lot size is. I know my lot size is approximately 4,125 square feet. It's a small lot, like I said. Somehow over the time, the front lot probably did belong to 427 Pacific. As like I said, my house was built in 1905, but it was whittled away. And that newer house was built in front of my property. So that kind of gives you an idea. And offline, definitely, I can provide you the square footage for my lot as well.
Charles Mass with Code Enforcement. Absolutely. Look forward to discussing a little bit further with this. And I can also clarify for you which properties are the lots that would be provided for the contextual lot size standards. And that way you can kind of have a clearer understanding of what we would look at and how that would impact your request. And so long as, well, basically we'll just get to the point of whether or not you would require any deviations or variances or none at all pertaining to the request.
And that's regarding size, right? The size of a lot, the size of a lot.
Exactly, yes, that's for the contextual lot size.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
Parks, please.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no objection to the request.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Before I go into the comments, did you say that this alley was already vacated?
The back north portion was vacated. In other words, it runs alongside the back of my property. The city, it's in the documents there, the city vacated 3 feet all the way across. And that was done in 1978, I believe that was. We had a lot of, it was enormous amount of traffic and it had become like a crime issue, et cetera. So the residents of the area petitioned for it and the city vacated. So basically that's why I'm saying that my property, I can only enter through Pacific and it's my only right of way, the city parcel.
Okay. Ernest Armijo Hydrology. And the reason I ask is because typically, so what we're looking at now, and just so I understand, is you're looking at wanting to vacate this alley and then purchase that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So
if that is the city's process, that it vacates first and then you purchase, yes.
Okay. No. And the reason I bring this up, and I don't know all of the rules on this. So in my comments, I say you'll need to work with real property to purchase the right of way. And one thing that I do want to bring up is typically when alleyways are vacated, the property that is fronting that alley or up against it has the first option of purchasing half of the alley, basically half of the right of way that is next to their property. So I'm just, concerned that, you go through this process and the neighbors in front of you all of a sudden buy that portion and you're not able to use it. But I don't know how it's going to work. So that's something I would ask real property about.
Yes.
As you go through this.
Well, I have spoke to real property, right-of-way property, and individuals in that. So this is such a unique situation.
Yes.
I know it's incredibly unique. I ask that you look at the narrative. And one is that when you look at what a right-of-way, which I have, the definition of a right-of-way is to get access to your property, okay, from another person's land. Now, one property in front of me, they, like I've said, one of two things. They first have access to their property because they do have a driveway in front of their home. Any purchase of this property, right now, like if I were to split with the neighbor in front of me, then again, I wouldn't have the access and my utilities right. Are there. So right. In my request, I don't seek to restrain any legal rights that my neighbors in front 425 have to easement rights for ingress, egress, and what they're doing now. That's legal. They park in front of their home, et cetera. As far as the other property, I know I've been told about this right-of-way issue, but 431, let's say the property, the longer property to the west is a full-size lot. It doesn't require, or you can look into this right-of-way access, and it's shown even by the city's action, they put no parking signs on that west side. And that shows that they're not using that for ingress, egress. They have a full-size lot, access to Pacific, and the alley that runs behind us that goes east-west. So there, you know, it could be looked at, but it is, and again, I wouldn't deny 425 easement access. I believe that it doesn't solve any problems if we try to split it up. I still won't have enough clearance to get out of my property, which has been the issue all along. The lot is not very big.
Yes. No.
Go ahead. Sorry, Ernest.
So, Ernest Army Hydrology. So, you know, just to let you know, I'm not against this. I'm just bringing these things up because I don't want you to run into problems later on. But it looks like you've already talked with some people and you kind of know what you're facing here. So, I'll go ahead and go through the rest of my comments on this, which is, please provide a diagram showing existing drainage flow patterns on this portion that you wish to buy. Drainage easements may be required, showing beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities. So if, say, the alley to the north, if it drains through here, then we just ask you to provide drainage easements across there. Please note, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of the following conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Thank you. Right now, a driveway exists.
Yeah, can we, Ms. LaRiva, can we go to transportation comments next, please?
Thank you.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation. I'm revising my comments based on this whole discussion. Thank you for bringing me up to speed on this. The transportation department has no objection to the proposed vacation of the alleyway so long as a private access easement is provided to the property as stated. And then you'd leave the existing curb cut in place, obviously, off of Pacific, since you'd be continuing to use it. So you can scratch my comment saying to replace it. It was already brought up about how each property owner is entitled to half the proposed alleyway by Ernest. Just note that all adjacent property owners shall provide written confirmation that they accept the vacation of the alleyway. Once DRB potentially approves this, it should require city council approval from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Okay. And so planning has, again, kind of the standard comments about using this number. Your future plat will require city surveyor signature, surveyor signature, and property owner signature. The same thing about ownership that hydrology and transportation just brought up. And then we've listed the procedure requirements below. And because it is the full width of an alley, it will need city council approval. DRB will be a recommending body. And then just the process listed for working with real property and working with your neighbors on the final access of that, and then the property will need to be replatted to include this piece into your property or as its own separate tract.
Okay.
Thank you. If you have additional questions, you're welcome to call or email us.
Okay. Yes, I'm sure I will.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, last but not least, item number 17, PR 2021-005439, Modulus Architects and Land Use Planning, Agent for Zia Trust, and I see Ms. Okeye.
Yes, this is Regina with Modulus Architects. Hello, everyone. Okay. For this request, we're requesting a review for a sketch plat for the three existing lots. So the site is currently 4.07 acres in size and is zone MXM. It's located on the southeast corner of Paseo del Norte and Eagle Ranch, along All Saints Road and Hyatt. So we're proposing to replat the existing three parcels into two parcels, one approximately 2.5436 acres in size and the second 2.304 acres in size. And the site is currently undeveloped, but the surrounding roads are fully developed and the future purpose is for a potential assisted living facility and an independent living facility. And for that, I'll stand for any or the comments that you guys have for this. Thank you.
Okay, great. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carr for the Water Authority. So within the service area, there's no pro rata owed. Typically for these types of projects, we do get an availability statement. If you know the end user, assisted living facilities, independent living facilities, whatever they are, please send in that availability statement so we can check the fire flows and make sure there's no changes to the public water mains required. We would typically incorporate that into the planning action. So that's included in the comments is a link to where you make that request for the availability statement on our website. There are public water and public sewer within the property on the southern boundary. So we are asking with any planning action that you do have your surveyor call 811, locate the water lines, locate the sewer manholes, show us on a sketch, and we will review and confirm that the existing easements do provide the required easement dimensions over those existing lines. If there is not sufficient easement, you will be required to dedicate additional easement over those lines. That's really the gist of it. Like you said, there's existing water and sewer surrounding the property. I do not anticipate the statement will require any frontage extensions. If anything, it will be something to address the required fire flow volume. And we're primarily concerned with those easements on the south side. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Hi, this is Regina with Modulus. Can you just verify if a development agreement will need to be approved by the Water Authority for this?
This is Blaine Carr for the Water Authority. The project is within the adopted service area. A development agreement is not required. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement, please.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. just looking at the site and noting that it is zoned MXM. One thing with this site, I did note that there is an approved site development plan for subdivision, project 1003272, that potentially is going to govern just development on the site. I would defer to planning concerning the validity of the continuance of that project and that site development plan for subdivision, because it incorporates adjacent and abutting parcels that are developed. Outside of that, it does, the site development plan for subdivision does have some design requirements spelled out within it, so you'd want to be aware of those. But we have no objection as far as the actual proposed platting action.
Thank you, Charles. I just want to clarify that we did go to the EPC on this and we've seen that it was a site plan that was governing it, but it was past the 7 years, so it's no longer valid. And we did get a zone change for this site from NRC to MXM. So that site plan is no longer valid and we would be going with the MXM for IDO.
All right, thank you.
Great. Parks and Recreation, please.
Jill Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation. No comments for this case.
Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan for both lots prior to approval of preliminary plat. This plat lies within the Albuquerque West Unit 2 Master Plan by Isaacson and Arfman. This master plan requires a limited release rate for each lot of 1.59 CFS per acre. The flows for these two lots will drain into an existing master plan pond located at the east end of All Saints Drive. The infrastructure list will be needed for preliminary plat. Please note an approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit. Any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay, thank you.
Great. All right, transportation.
Hello, Gene Wiffenbarger with Transportation. I wanted to ask whether or not this high assets is a public or a private roadway easement.
Hi, this is Gina. It is a private access road according to the previous plats.
Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure also that All Saints Road right-of-way shown accurately occurs along the right-of-way boundaries seem to be shown on Aegis. 5-foot sidewalk is required along the entire site front edge, provide road cross section showing new sidewalk and any right-of-way dedication as necessary due to this requirement. This shall be placed onto an infrastructure list for future development. Site plan review shall either go through DRB or traffic circulation layout, depending on the size of the site. Also, a traffic study may be required for future development, depending on trip generation.
Hi, this is Regina with Modulus. I do have a question for you. So along All Saints access, along All Saints Road, it doesn't have curb or gutters on the north side of the road. So when you're going on an infrastructure list, what would kick in major as opposed to a minor plotting action?
Oh, I'd probably have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Yeah, because I know we're creating less than 10 lots, and to our understanding, there's no major public infrastructure. So we're anticipating this to be a minor plating action. So I just wanted to verify that information.
I think that probably sounds correct, but I'll need to verify that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And this is Maggie Gould for planning. So again, all the standard planning comments regarding planning and plats and notice requirements. The site does appear to be vacant and ungraded, so you will need a sensitive lands analysis. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm looking at that wrong. Future development will be subject to the MXM zone. The site is within the Coors Boulevard Character Protection Overlay Zone, so see that zone for specific requirements. And you are within 660 feet of a major transit corridor. You will need to submit the climatic and geographic responsiveness form when you do your site plan. And you've already confirmed the site plan issue. So that was all we had from planning.
Thank you, Maggie. I do have a clarification question. Since this sure. sensitive land analysis form is pretty new to us.
Yeah.
So can you verify that? So based on the GIS, it identifies if a site is within a sensitive land, such as an arroyo, XYZ. So if the site is not within a sensitive land based on the GIS, is this form still required, or is it only required when it's in area?
The sensitive lands form is required when you are looking at undeveloped land to determine whether or not any of those sensitive land features are present. So if you fill out, Jay, could you zoom in please a little bit onto that site? So just looking at it, it looks like it's ungraded.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would do is just go through the sensitive lands analysis form and answer all of those questions. Are there stands of mature trees? Yes or no. Is there an existing arroyo? Yes or no. Are there any of the other features that we want to protect?
Okay.
And then that will inform your future site design. And from here, eyeballing it, I honestly can't tell.
Okay.
So okay, if you have questions, I'm happy to walk you through it.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because it's pretty new to us. So thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
I did have a clarification question for Charles as well, but this might be offline. It's based on the uses of the site. I just wanted to verify that what we're trying to propose will be permissive, but I can do that offline if that's more appropriate.
Okay.
This is Charles Meisters with Code Enforcement. Ms. LaCoya, if you want to reach out, we can discuss offline and figure out exactly what all the proposed uses are and any use-specific standards that might apply.
Okay, thank you. And that's all I have.
All right, thank you. So that brings us to the action sheet minutes for September 22nd of 2021. Questions, additions, or corrections regarding the action sheet minutes? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the action sheet minutes?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Jill Somerfield, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gould for Planning, and I also approve. That brings us to DRB member signing session for approved cases. Mr. Rodenbeck, we have an infrastructure list. Do we have anything else?
We have three infrastructure lists. Okay. And they've all been distributed. Ernest, you're up first. They're in alphabetical order.
Okay, let me get through those right now.
There's one for 4457, one for 4024, and one for 2253. Maggie, the site plan for 4024 for the AutoZone, we're going to get their solid waste signature on the most up-to-date site plan cover sheet, right?
Or, but the chair is withholding signature until that happens.
Yes. Yeah, so that, yeah. I just need to confirm that. So I'm not, yeah. I didn't send that out because of that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Awesome. Then just the three infrastructure lists.
Okay.
Jay, would you give those numbers one more time so I can make sure I have them?
The infrastructure list?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. PR 2020-004457. PR 2020-004024. And PR 2019-002253.
Thank you so much.
Yep. After Ernest will be Blaine. Blaine, you should be receiving some of these.
And I am done.
Woohoo!
And Maggie, you'll be, I've sent all these to you as well as the acting.
Okay.
ERP chair.
I do not see them yet.
Oh yeah, you won't until these are but these are alphabetical.
It's sequential, right?
It's alphabetical. Well, it's alphabetical except for you. You're the you're the acting DRV chair. You'll be last.
Yeah, but I mean, but what I'm saying is, it won't show up in my inbox until everybody else has signed it.
That's correct. All right. Looks like Charles, you'll be after Blaine. You should be receiving some of these.
Yeah, I've got one.
All right, you should have all three at this point, Charles.
Okay.
And then after Charles signs the three infrastructure lists, it'll be up to Cheryl. On to Cheryl.
It was just three, right, Jay?
I see two so far in my inbox, and I see a third.
I just did the last one.
Yeah, I think you're good to go. And now Cheryl should have all of them in her inbox. and then it'll be on to Jean, and then finally Maggie. Oh, yep, I'm seeing Cheryl is getting on it. All right, Maggie, the infrastructure list for 4457 should be in your inbox.
It just popped up. Okay.
I see 4457 is fully signed. All right, 4024's infrastructure list assigned. That just leaves 2253.
Okay, all done.
All right, we're good then.
All right, weehaw, everybody. Thank you for sticking it out. Anybody have anything?
Is this an all-time record?
No, I think we went till 3 at some point during...
No, we went to 3:30 anyway. During the pandemic.
3:30 was the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, have a happy rest of your day, everybody.